We Talk Wrestling is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. Check out the Geek Nation Tours New York Comic Con package, combining all the excitement of the convention with a tour of the city and the coolest sights for the superhero fan. You'll recognize locations from films and books and visit geek culture sites like Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. The time of the geek is at hand. Geek Nation Tours provides fun and unique vacation packages featuring themes such as the Civil War, Harry Potter, board games and beer, sports geeks, in locations such as Germany, Japan, England, and all over America. Visit geeknationtours.com and get your geek on.
Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, these fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, why'd you start the show there? I'm Mo, and I still had nuts in my mouth.
You were chewing on your nuts, yes you were. Yeah, for that reason. For that reason. You chewing on your nuts right there, you know what that was? You know what that was?
What?
That was your We Talk Wrestling moment.
We all need a We Talk Wrestling moment. And you know, almost any moment can be a We Talk Wrestling. It doesn't have to be special.
You know what?
If like you're on We Talk Wrestling,
yeah,
that's a We Talk Wrestling moment.
Really? You know that revelation there, Ramo?
No.
That was your We Talk Wrestling moment.
The We Talk Wrestling moment?
We Talk Wrestling. That's on the New Japan world.
Really?
We Talk Wrestling.
We Talk Wrestling?
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's the second most popular show there after Regin's House.
Mm.
So... this is our WrestleMania post show here on, April.
Just minutes ago.
April 9th. It just wrapped up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, I believe it was a, 462 hour show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it just wrapped up. It started.
Started. Just wrapped up.
Yeah. April 9th.
Holy fuck. Mm. We were just, like, we were gonna do a show after and we were just exhausted.
Literally, the show went 40 minutes long.
Yes.
And then it became like...
And it started at 2.
Yeah. And we were like, that was it. We were gonna do a show, and then as the more it went, by the time it was over, it's like, unpacking a 6 hour show.
Yeah.
Is gonna take forever, and we gotta get up early in the morning, both of us.
Yeah.
And I'm too, like, I was burned out. I was almost more burned out this year, cause we watched that show, which was 147 hours.
Yes.
We watched the Hall of Fame, which was 100 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And NXT, which was 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yes. Shockingly, NXT, best show of the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. But literally, we watched 14 hours of WWE programming over mm-hmm. 3 days.
Yes.
And I watched another 3 hours of WWN Live, like Evolve and stuff like that.
Oh, yes.
So right. I ended up with 17 hours of wrestling stuff. Yeah. And it's like, that was it. I was almost more burned out than it was we were last year when we were there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I couldn't even do a show. And then we were gonna do it. Then we're like, well, we'll just wait till after Raw. That's when the real news will happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it did.
Sort of.
Yeah. It did.
And then you couldn't do it Thursday. But here we are. Today. Yeah. April 9th.
Oh,
minutes after WrestleMania just has ended.
Minutes after WrestleMania has ended. Coming to you totally live.
Yeah.
From the palatial Golden Crusted Studios.
Mm. That's Addy. Gold? Oh, I scraped some off earlier.
No, that's poop. Yeah.
As he points at a picture of Sheamus.
Yeah.
A signed picture of Sheamus that we got from the Royal Rumble.
Yes. It's true.
Yeah.
And signed picture of Alberto. I basically have the League of Nations and CM Punk.
Yeah.
So Wade Barrett officially gone.
Yeah.
That's the big news of the week.
I don't think that's the big news.
No?
Oh.
Oh. But he's officially gone.
Yeah.
And we all kind of knew that was coming, so.
Yep.
That was fine. But then the Wyatts attacked him.
That's probably actually, to me, long-term, I'm like, of all this stuff that happened, that might be long-term, if the Wyatts turned face, and I don't know if they did, but if the Wyatts turned face, and it seemed like they did.
Yeah, I don't know.
That would probably be the long-term, unless they're going into this whole thing, and they might be doing this also from Roman Reigns, of no baby face, no heels at all.
I have heard that now, that they don't like baby faces and heels.
And I thought it might just be in Reigns, but it might be, like, in general, they're just no baby face, no heels.
Because they're not interested in compelling television.
Yeah, so, well, you don't need that for compelling television, but... But I don't know if
you need to cheer someone and boo someone for it to be ultimately pro wrestling at its best. So this whole idea, because of the Attitude Era, and we'll have tweeners. There were no tweeners that worked. There's never been a tweener that's worked.
Okay, well, I disagree. I disagree. I'm not saying that you need tweeners that work. I'm not saying tweeners work. What I'm saying is you don't need heels and baby faces, if the personas are over, the crowd will pick somebody to cheer for, pick somebody to boo, and that doesn't need to be presented as a heel or baby face. There's just certain guys they're gonna like more than others. Conor McGregor is gonna get 50% of the crowd cheering for him and 50% booing for him. He's not even a tweener, he's just a character.
But to some people he's a heel, and to some people he's a baby face.
No, it's just some people like him and some people don't.
That's the definition of a heel and a baby face. Not. If the fans cheer you, you're a baby
heel
face.
Heel and baby face means you're a good guy. You're presented like a good guy.
No, I don't think so anymore. That's the part that I think is you can change.
Which makes more noise in your chair there on the show.
If someone gets cheered, They're a baby face.
Oh, but some people he's a heel, whatever. Then he's a tweener? No, I don't think so.
I think you have to get that. And the whole point, as they said, when wrestling is
Ronda Rousey gets huge cheers. So is she a baby? No,
yes.
She's just popular.
She's a baby face.
No, she's
that's
not.
Baby
faces mean they have the persona of a baby face.
No,
that's why there's the expression, white meat baby face.
That's a different story. A white meat baby face is a gosh, kissing babies and hugging your mom. Yes, he's a white meat baby face who gets booed. but he's a white meat baby face.
All you need
baby
is,
face
if
is,
you have characters and personas, you don't need to present them as heel or face. They will get, they'll get, just as long as they get a reaction.
I don't say, yeah, exactly, and I'm not saying present them that way. But when someone gets cheered, he's a baby face, and that's what I said. And someone gets booed, they're the heel. You match those, the person that gets cheered the most against the person that gets booed the most, and that's where your money is. That's what I'm saying, is that that's when wrestling is at its best. You're welcome.
No, I've seen two baby faces go at it. I've seen two baby faces go at it in boxing or UFC or whatever, where they're both extremely popular.
Yeah.
And both are and do huge business.
Oh, you can do it.
It's not the only way to do it.
It's not the only way to do it. I'm just saying when it's at its best.
As long as the people are well known, popular, and people think they're going to get a good matchup, they'll be interested.
Yes, and that's as I said, where it's at its best is when there's the most hated versus the most loved.
Ideally, if you can build towards that.
Yes. Well, they're not going to be able to because they're stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah. That was my We Talk Wrestling moment right there.
That was a good moment.
That was a great moment.
Yeah.
So Zack Ryder was your Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah, he was.
Of course. He's not now.
No.
No. That was dumb.
I remember the last show we did, you were gone to Costa Rica for 2 weeks and you heard that Zack Ryder's in this match. And you're like, so I have a question for you. Zack
what
Ryder.
The fuck?
That was what you asked. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I said, I don't know. I think that's what I said.
Yeah.
Maybe it isn't. But who knows? It's 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Or whatever, a week and a half or
long time.
Yesterday.
Long
maybe.
Time.
I can't tell, but a long time. And then I was like, I don't know. And then he won the belt. And then he lost it. So now if I say to you Zack Ryder, what would you say?
What the fuck? Actually, you know what? I will say what the fuck, but I will go back to this probably this Hype Bros deal will probably is where he'll end up.
They can definitely bring up Mojo now that I see that they'll bring up anybody at any time.
Well, yes, but now that you know what, I watched the SmackDown.
SmackDown.
For the first time in a long time.
I haven't even gotten around to it yet.
I've set it to record for a while, and then I just hadn't watched it.
Yeah.
But this one, there was a few things that intrigued me, but The Miz versus Zack Ryder had a heck of a match on the SmackDown.
Really? Because on the Raw, they did not.
They did not. No, they had a heck of a little match.
So what you're saying is they heavily edited it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. But it was, it was a good, piece of television there. That Miz and Zack Ryder match. And I will say,
is that feud over?
I think.
What was the result?
The Miz won with interference from Maurice.
So it's not over until Zack's dad's in his corner.
I don't know. They might continue.
Or, of course, Eve Torres. That's the other logical.
That's right. That's the logical one.
Yeah.
But the other thing with it is just that they could do that, or it may have just been, again, a way to push the act, the Miz and Maurice.
Yeah, probably.
Which, this will shock people, but I actually like that act.
Well, I'm thinking they'll have the same chemistry. It'll be awesome. It's off the charts that she had with Ted DiBiase Jr.
They have better chemistry. I hope so.
Weren't they a couple at some point also in the, wasn't there a period where they were? Maybe not, no?
I don't know. But the
so you're saying it'll be better chemistry than her and Sylvain Gagné?
I think it'd be better chemistry than really anybody. Her and anybody.
Okay.
But it's...
I suspected she would be back because Miz had posted a picture of her looking unbelievably hot in a bikini like just a few days before, and I was like, oh, well, she's coming back.
She's been added to Total Divas.
Yeah.
So that's why she's back.
Yeah.
But, the Miz and her as the Intercontinental title, that's a good mid-card act.
Sure, that's fine.
So, I'm okay with that act. And again, I'd like to see the feud with Zach continue then. Why not?
Sure.
Mid-card act? Sure, I could get behind it. And
I could see one match at a pay-per-view where it would say his dad in his corner and then the Miz wins and moves
what's
on to,
the next,
moves on to somebody else.
What's that next show there?
Extreme Rules.
Is it? It's not Payback?
I don't think so.
No?
Maybe it's Payback.
I'll look this shit up.
It used to be Backlash, right?
Backlash?
And then it was Extreme Rules. And is it?
Hey, want to watch this again?
Oh, this is pretty great.
Hillbilly Jim?
You should just play that and play it really loud and record it into the show. It's tremendous.
It is hilarious. I made a shit ton of money.
Hillbilly Jim telling you how to hide your taxes.
Yeah, how to have a shell company. Whoa.
Oh.
Speaking of shells.
Yeah.
Shows. Let's go to shows here. There's just an ad for Cracker Barrel on this. Oh. WWE Premier Shows, WrestleMania and Raw. Oh, and SmackDown and
Total Divas,
NXT, Hall of Fame.
Fastlane.
Okay, Extreme Rules, then the Payback.
Extreme Rules and the Payback.
So let's click the Extreme Rules. Get Extreme Rules tickets now.
They've already announced a few matches, or seem to have a few matches. That's 2015 it's showing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why don't you type in Extreme, just Google. There's this thing, it's called Google.
What?
And type it in to your this thing called a computer.
It says
Extreme Rules 2016. Try that.
I just want to say it says get Extreme Rules tickets now. The Prudential Center in New Jersey.
There you go.
Extreme Rules comes on Sunday, May 22nd.
Are you busy?
No, I'm just looking. So that means that we don't have a pay-per-view until May 22nd.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. Well, we got New Japan as a invasion attack tonight, and that's in English. And does ROH have something?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
They probably do. They usually do.
Yeah, something. So, either way. Just type it into the, what do you call it again there? Computer.
The Google?
Yeah, the Google. Use the Google.
WWE.
No, use Yahoo.
No.
Use the Yahoo search engine. And no?
Why?
Extreme Rules 2016. No, 16.
I did that.
Oh.
Shut up.
Extreme
May 22nd.
Oh, it doesn't say. Oh.
What do you mean it doesn't say?
I thought maybe we'd get like a list of the matches.
There are no matches yet.
Well, I thought something had been announced. I thought click on the link to it there.
This one here, Derek?
Yeah. Oh, there's no matches announced.
Oh, no matches.
In the Wikipedia.
Oh, that means there are no matches. Because Wikipedia.
Wait a second. Extreme Rules will consist of this is the background.
Yes.
Will consist of professional wrestling matches that involve wrestlers from pre-existing scripted feuds or storylines that play out on WWE's primary television programs. Raw and SmackDown. Wrestlers will portray heroes or villains as they follow a series of events that build tension and culminate in wrestling match or series of matches.
Wow.
So, fucking Vince McMahon wrote the Extreme Rules 2016 Wikipedia page.
No, he didn't.
Oh, you're right.
Because it culminates in wrestling matches.
Wrestling matches. My mistake.
Not sports. Culminate in sports entertainment contests.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Well, we know we have a few things. We have AJ and Ryan's.
Yes.
Right? We know we have Natty and
Charlotte.
Natalia and Charlotte. Wyatt's and Heels.
The League.
Enzo and Cass against Dudley's.
Yes. In a tables match.
Zayn and
Kevin
Owens.
Yeah. Jericho and Ambrose.
Jericho and Ambrose. See, the Mac, see, it's there.
It's going to be a great card.
I know.
Hold on, is it on now?
Gotta wait like 6 weeks.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So they'll have a network special in between.
They might, actually. That's possible.
Yeah.
Probably not, though. So anyways, what were you going to say? You had a point to all this before you got off on a tangent.
No, I don't know that I did.
Oh.
Well, what was it? What were we talking about? I said, is it a good mid-card act?
Yeah.
And then I just said...
No, and then we said, yeah.
I wouldn't mind it if they rematched at the Extreme Rules. Is it Payback or Extreme Rules? That's how this started.
That's how this started.
About an hour ago.
Yeah.
But, I look at Raw.
Yeah.
After WrestleMania now. Because we had Roman Reigns as your champion.
Well, let's look at the Wrestle of Mania.
The Wrestling Mania.
The Wrestle of Mania.
Okay.
Let's take a look at that. And let's not take a look at it from a, like, running down the card thing.
Because we could run down the card.
Because, I mean, we'll kind of get there. That'll be part of it. But let's take a look at the event. And in doing so, in many ways, we'll compare it to the previous year's event. So let's look at, because to look at WrestleMania and compare it to Extreme Rules or the month before, what was it again? Fastlane? It makes no sense because it's such a different entity.
Roadblock.
Whatever. The point is, it's such a different entity that you don't want to really necessarily.
So we'll compare it to Mania Pass.
Yeah, that's the only thing you can really compare it to. So because what it is, it's an event. It's a 1 day event. Really, is really what it is.
No.
Yeah.
No. This show lasted more than a day.
It felt like it.
This show lasted 462 hours.
But first off. How do you think that the spectacle of WrestleMania was this year?
The spectacle,
and I'm not talking about the entrances because that's a separate thing. But I mean, I'm talking about the stage, the fireworks, just the presentation of in the arena and on television. The spectacle of WrestleMania compared to WrestleMania's past and last year.
Well, I guess if you compare it to last year, it was exactly the same.
Smaller stage.
Yeah, I guess.
Smaller ramp. Other than that, the exact same. Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. The same style.
But it looked great.
And it looked great last year. It looked great this year. They had the star thing. I mean, this year you had the light up rock.
Yeah, right? I think you had the light up rock. But that's the entrances.
Oh, fine.
Okay, but you had, I'm talking, even just the, what do you call it? They always have the screens above the ring.
Oh, the Jumbotron lighting rig kind of thing.
The lighting rig to me even looked more complex this year.
Well, I think that had to do with the cell.
Maybe it had to do with just the size of the stadium being even bigger. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But I thought as far as a look, I thought this was like, as far as a TV presentation and look, the best I'd ever seen.
I thought it was exactly the same.
I thought the Orlando one, a few years ago looked great. But this is the best I think I'd ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, far as the announcing.
Oh. Okay.
How was that?
Shitty.
And compared to WrestleMania's past, last year and others.
Well, last year we didn't really hear the announcing.
Well, eventually we did.
Last year was better.
Eventually we did.
Last year was a lot better.
Yeah.
Because it was just me talking. Yeah. Really.
Okay.
I don't know that even you could hear me because you were two seats over. It was very loud.
It was.
But I enjoyed my commentary.
It's not the worst commentary ever. Last year's was even more grating, especially because of the Sting and Triple
H. I was going to say, the Sting thing where they were trying to all of a sudden kind of out of the blue play this WCW thing that really hadn't been played up. I guess it was played up on the Go Home show, which we didn't see, or at least I didn't see. But it was last minute thing.
And the main event, I don't remember what year it was. It might have been like 24, whatever year it was, where it was Edge and Undertaker, and it was...
Yeah, that was the Orlando one again.
Was that... No, because Orlando... Yeah. Wasn't Orlando... No?
Went off the air with Taker and Edge.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay. But either way, was that Cole and Coachman, or was that Coachman and Phillips? And who was that?
I don't think it's Phillips.
Grisham?
I think Michael.
I mean Grisham?
No, I think Cole.
Was it Cole? Either way, that was the worst announcing ever. They didn't know a single
hole. That was counter after counter.
After counter.
That was that one.
That was the counter after counter.
That, yes, we watched that year.
Counter after counter after counter. And he countered that.
And then he countered, yes.
Yeah.
We actually counted how many times he said counter.
Yeah. Yeah. But that luckily we didn't take a shot, because we'd be dead now.
Of course. We'd be dead now.
Yeah. So that's but as far as announcing, it's still bad. They have a bad announce crew right now, but it's not the worst.
It wasn't the worst. I would have to say that in terms of the entire WrestleMania, this was better. Because you've got two matches with Mauro.
Yeah, that helps.
So that helps.
Now, celebrities and surprises.
Okay. They got Stars Galore. They got Stars Galore.
So let's look at celebrities, outside celebrities first.
Okay. Year?
Yeah.
Or last year? This year. So we got Snoop Dio Double Jizzle.
Yeah.
For Shizzle Manizzle.
Yeah.
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 Rapping Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
Down in the ring.
Yeah.
You had, the big getting involved star was Joan London.
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
Another rap star.
Another rap star.
Tell me how my ass tastes. Kobe, tell me how my ass tastes.
Oh, yeah, he's a rap star.
Yeah.
So Shaq in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, unannounced.
Unannounced. That was the surprises for this year. And the celebrity involvement. It was a celebrity involvement.
Yes. You had this, the star of the upcoming movie Baywatch.
That's right.
Dwayne Johnson.
That's right, in the match.
In a surprise match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So there you go. So I mean, you have Snoop Dogg, though your celebrities this year were Snoop Dogg and Shaq, essentially.
Essentially, yeah.
Last year your celebrities were...
Ronda Rousey. I see.
That's it. So last year's was better.
Last year's was a lot better.
Yeah. The celebrities last year were a lot better. The celebrities isn't the same.
Shaq would like to take on the Big Show.
What's the last time the celebrities...
WrestleMania 33 in Orlando.
And I think he will. When's the last time the celebrities were really good? There was one a few years ago with Snoop Dogg where they had a ton.
Yeah.
They had... one where they had Machine Gun Kelly and Flo Rida, I think, and they had...
That was The Rock and Cena, the first one.
Yeah, didn't they have Snoop... Wasn't Snoop Dogg there then, too? And
I think he was in the back, maybe.
Yeah. But what's the last time that you think the celebrities were actual sell job to the...
I have to go back to Jay Leno. when was the last time a celebrity...
Probably Floyd Mayweather was a sell.
I don't think so.
Trump.
Trump was absolutely a sell. Mike Tyson was unquestionably a sell.
Yeah. To you.
He's great.
Mike Tyson was a sell. Tyson LT was a sell. And all those early, those first four, I'd say, WrestleManias, there was five maybe. Just the celebrity and involvement gave it a sense of... A special sense of I don't know, that it was more than your average show. So it meant something back then. But
going all the way up to, I would even say, even WrestleMania 11,
WrestleMania 10 and WrestleMania 9 and WrestleMania, I think 6 through 10, the celebrities weren't as big. In 11, they put a big push in again because they got Pamela Anderson.
But they didn't really...
And she was huge at the time. Just a massive star.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah.
They were. And Nicholas Turturro from NYPD Blue.
That's right.
And Jonathan Taylor Thomas from Home Improvement.
That's right. All the big stars.
Salt and Pepper.
Yeah.
And then WrestleMania 12, who did they have? I said I don't remember anybody in 12. Like, 12 is the first one that I don't recall.
That you don't recall a celebrity. Like, and I can't recall celebrity in 12 either. Yeah. So, yeah, it'd be good if somebody did a blog chronicling the list of the celebrity appearances at WrestleMania. Yeah.
You know how many parts that would be, though?
A lot.
A lot. Let me just type in WrestleMania 12.
WrestleMania 12 and see who was there.
I don't know if anybody was there.
But either way, this year's, one thing you can say is I think both Snoop Dogg and Shaq added to the show. I don't think either one of them, though, they obviously didn't sell anything for the show. They didn't sell any network buys or interest in the show.
Right.
Now, today I'm looking at the top 10 moments of the week. And number 9 is Shaq and Big Show staring off in the ring.
Oh, yes.
On SportsCenter.
Yes, that's right.
So.
Canadian SportsCenter.
Yes, I'm sure. Yeah. But either way, so I mean, that's the point is that there is some, like there is a benefit still. And it starts to build the hype for Orlando in 33 a little bit.
No, or not at all.
No, I think if Shaq and Show face each other, it'll be, it'll get some interest.
It'll be a mid-card match for sure. It'll get local interest.
I'll get more on that. I don't think you're understanding how big a star Shaq is.
There's a difference between being a star and being a draw. How many people are going to pay? Well, they don't have to pay anymore. It's free.
They don't have to.
How many people are going to sign up to watch Shaquille O'Neal have a professional wrestling match
against
the Big Show?
You'd be very surprised.
Wow. You told me that same thing about Floyd Mayweather and we're not proven correct.
What are you talking about? It did 1.2 million. The next year with The Rock did under a million.
Under 100?
Under 100.
A lot of that though was because that was Floyd Mayweather's WrestleMania moment.
That's true. But yeah, I mean, he drew and so will Shaq. If you look at the history reports, the right sports star will always draw. And Shaq against Big Show is a match that will draw. But anyways, alright. We'll see you next year.
Yes.
So that's the celebrity. So how about the actual,
entrances?
No. How about the former stars this year compared to last year?
Oh.
And then past. How do you think the former stars came off this year?
Well, you go back to
pretty much The Rock, Foley.
Foley. Austin.
Austin. And Michaels.
And Cena.
And Cena. Yeah, I think you can count Cena in there. Who's back just for that one night and had to get strong enough just to be able to do that one move on one night.
Yeah.
Because he's not actually healthy yet.
And Tatanka.
Tatanka. And there was somebody else actually in there. Besides Tatanka that was all over
there. Shaq.
DDP.
Oh yeah, DDP.
DDP.
Yeah.
How do you think about the older fellas coming back? And how was it this year? The superstars from the past.
Give their older fellas.
Yeah.
Well, the talk about WrestleMania 12, really.
Batista was offered a spot, by the way. They wanted that to be a 4-on-4 with the League of Nations. Mm-hmm. Batista was offered the spot and didn't do it.
No.
Because he's going to be Blade Runner.
Yes.
And or something.
Playing Jim Hellwig, I believe.
Probably.
Yeah. I think this.
That's a good line.
In,
you thought of that probably early in the week when you heard that.
No,
that just came to you. That's not bad.
That was my We Talk Wrestling moment.
That was.
To go back to WrestleMania 12, I said that there's not a celebrity.
Yeah.
Roddy Piper and the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
So when we talk about past stars, this is one of the ones where past stars are coming back.
It's one of the first ones, probably.
Well, like, WrestleMania 10
Piper came back in everyone, so that doesn't. I don't know if you even count that.
But it was his first match since 8.
Yeah, I suppose his first match since 8. Yeah.
Since Mania 8. So this was his return. I mean, in terms of, like WrestleMania 10, they had Mr. Perfect and Roddy Piper as those referees. Like, yeah. So, but in here, and let's compare it to last year, though, is there's no comparison. Last year was way better.
Yeah.
Because last year we got DX versus the NWO, which was the greatest WrestleMania moment of all time.
I know.
So.
I know.
Now, it came close because we had Tatanka.
He looked good, man. He
Baron
good.
Corbin eliminated Tatanka, told him to go back to Ring of Honor.
That's right.
Yeah. But, yeah, I,
So it's not as good as last year, but was it good?
No. That was the thing. Like, we knew The Rock was going to be there. Last year, we didn't know The Rock was going to be there.
No.
Like, I mean, we figured.
When The Rock came out, the surprise in the audience and the reaction was just beyond belief. Because we were wondering, we were like, why the hell is Hunter back out there?
Well, we looked at each other. Stephanie just said, look at all these people.
And like, as soon as they said people.
It's time for the people's champ.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was great. But the thing is, this year, Rock was the first thing announced.
Yeah.
And he came out, and he announced the record-setting.
I have to imagine they hadn't figured out exactly what they were going to do with him until
2 a.m.
Yeah, basically, because otherwise, if he's going to be there, announce at least something.
He announces,
I guess they wanted the Wyatts to be... And even the way he said, you have all the charisma and this and that, was that leading the
Yeah.
Groundwork the for the baby parties?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
I think so. It's going to be slower, I think, because I don't think... They're obviously... The character's not going to become pandering, but, you know, thank you, Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
Is a chant. I mean, again, but this was, you know, on Raw, this was the people that, you know, this is the same people, same fans, but it's just because it's the night after WrestleMania, these same fans, normally if they cheer you, mm-hmm. they're going to boo you. And normally if they boo you, tonight they're going to cheer you.
But they're having fun.
But they're having fun. And this is the Raw after WrestleMania.
Fun.
No, but I love that because JPL explained that this is the rule for the Raw after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Is that you have to cheer the people you normally boo and boo the people you normally cheer. And Vince is going back going, ha-ha, see, I have the control.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he did.
And 2 weeks ago when those guys were getting booed and the other guys were getting cheered, what was that?
And in May?
That didn't happen. That didn't happen, pal.
And in May when AJ Styles is getting cheered wildly over Roman Reigns?
Yeah. Didn't happen, pal.
Never happened, pal.
Yeah.
But, no, I
didn't. Vince McMahon.
What was the question?
The
Rock. It's just a matter of...
Yeah, just was it good?
Fuck is he doing? And then all of a sudden it's like the Wyatts come out.
And I was waiting for something because he's just sitting there going, we set an attendance record. And I'm like, nothing's happening. I'm like, if this is all he does, talks about how we set. I'm like, this isn't entertaining. He's not running anybody down. There's got to be something.
Yeah. And then it's like, I want to have a match.
A WrestleMania moment.
And yes, and that was his WrestleMania moment.
He finally had one.
He beat the Vintner in... 30 seconds or not. Well, no, it was 7 seconds.
I think it was 6, I thought.
Something like that, maybe. Because he had to, he beat the King Kong Bundy Special Delivery Jones record.
Yeah, well, he's all about setting records.
He's setting records.
Yeah, that's what The Rock's about.
Yes, The Rock is
about. And he drew 102,000 people or whatever. Yeah. And he
drew
beat somebody 6,000.
He had a record-setting thing. He has a record for the most WrestleMania moments.
Yeah.
He said. So... Yeah,
it's another Rock WrestleMania moment.
Yeah, so The Rock,
a moment.
So you're saying, like, was it good? Like Shawn and Foley and Austin? No, it wasn't good. I'm sorry. They came out and it was fine, and then they danced with it, and it was like, and then he gave him a stunner, and he drank some beer, and it was like, oh, cool.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it was there.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't horrible.
Well, we also knew all three of those guys were going to be there. We just didn't know what their involvement would be.
But
we knew Austin in particular was probably going to do something, probably
but
physical.
But
yeah, it was that. So,
So
I don't even mind that, I don't mind that legends are shown to be tougher than your current stars. I don't mind that.
No, because they are.
If it was legends, if you say, these guys in the prime are tougher than these guys now. Even that, okay. But to say that these guys way past their prime are still tougher than these guys now.
Yes.
You got a real problem.
Yeah.
And this to me was a problem. This was the problem of this WrestleMania on this night to me. This actually highlighted it for me was that they spent the whole show chasing the pop from the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of thinking about long-term storytelling or the TV audience.
Long-term storytelling.
Yeah, well, we'll get there. But
they won't.
No, they won't. But that's it. They were chasing, and because the year before, they chased, like, the pop from the crowd, like DX versus NWO.
Fantastic.
Exactly. And it worked. But this year, chasing the pop from that crowd, trying to just make the show great for that crowd,
thinking that'll translate onto the television audience, mm-hmm. didn't work as well. But I think if you're one of the people who were there, you're probably like, this was a great show, except for too fucking long.
Yes.
This too, I hope, but you realize, as much as we hope that they won't do that anymore,
oh,
that's not
will.
The case. That is going to be the new norm.
Oh, yes. Well, it's, yeah, because they have this network thing.
And because if somebody's going to tell Vince, you can't do that again, it didn't work, he's going to go, oh, fuck you. I'm in control, pal.
Yeah, pal. Don't you dare sneeze.
Yeah.
Yeah. So past stars, better last year.
Hmm. And just not as good this year as we would hope.
Yes.
Okay, so entrances.
Remember you had said during the show, it doesn't necessarily have to be Kurt Angle. Mm-hmm. And I said, yes, it does. Because Austin, I've seen Austin come back and do stuff, and as wonderful as it is, it's he's not in a program with anyone, he's not there to put anybody over, he's not there to continue anything, he's just going to come out and stun a geek and drink some beer. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I prefer it better on a Raw, because mm-hmm. it's just taken up my time at WrestleMania, and he's done it so much. And he was, you know, he's been around.
And it's not time they have to give. They only had 6 hours.
Yes. But it's not like this is Austin's first appearance in 8 years.
No, I know.
Right? It's just like, okay, here's Austin again. And that's what he does. Yeah. Okay. We like it. It's fine. Shawn Michaels, again. They're announced like, he's in his fucking gear.
It's well, like, actually, you're the one who said that. You're like,
no, they were
gear.
Saying that. No,
they were saying that too, but, you were, like, but when he took up, you're like, he's in his gear.
I'm like, he's in his gear. Yeah. But anyway, but
it's like a match.
That's what I was like, well, what's he doing? But
like, but Austin isn't in his gear.
No, Foley was in his gear.
Yes, I know.
Foley just walks around that, you know, goes to the supermarket in his gear. Yeah.
His gear is a pair of sweatpants and a t-shirt.
And we know Mick Foley is a whore.
Yeah.
And we know Mick Foley is just, yeah, he's become a Muppet.
Yeah.
And so Mick Foley means nothing.
No.
And so, again, Foley in the Ambrose thing, maybe, to counteract Heyman, and drawing out a sick, sadistic side of Dean Ambrose, and going, use this. And then he goes under the ring and says, no, okay, then use this. Mm. And he builds it up, and he keeps giving him more and more dangerous weapons, or whatever. Yeah. That's a role for Foley.
That would have been a good use of Foley.
But this was a pump, like you said.
Yeah. And so, the entrances.
But I had just said,
oh, okay. All right.
You said it didn't have to be Kurt Angle. And I said, yes, it does, because it needs to be something new and fresh to get me excited.
Yes.
And there wasn't any of that.
No, with these but guys. Austin came out to the largest pop of anybody.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, anybody.
Yeah. And he should.
So again, it didn't do it for you, because you're like, oh. But for those people live, they're like, well, we haven't seen Austin get physical live in person in quite a long time.
Perfect.
And that's what it was for. And like I say, this was the problem. This didn't really translate to TV.
We're looking for different things. I'm looking for new, fresh, forward things to say. You know what, we're going to look back at this WrestleMania and say, you know what came out of this WrestleMania is we're looking at now here, and we're not.
I mean, old stars beating up new stars is not new, unfortunately.
But the Glaive Crowd,
NWO and DX, even though it's old and old, it's awesome. It's fresh and new.
It's new.
Because you've always wanted to see it.
Yes, and
so again, it's a moment. It's a WrestleMania moment.
And you didn't know it was coming.
No, you had no idea it was coming.
Live,
because it made no sense logically.
I would pop huge for Austin Live, too. Because you're seeing Austin Live. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I get that part.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so anything
left?
The entrances.
Oh, the entrances.
Yeah.
What about them?
How were they this year? How did you think the entrances were this year? They always do some special entrances for WrestleMania. How do they compare to entrances the previous year? And I'll say, what do you think are the best WrestleMania entrances of all time?
Ah, okay. Of all time. How does this one compare, or this Mania? I mean, I liked the Bootios.
That was the entrance of the night, for sure.
Yeah. Because they make sure.
Yeah.
You ain't booty.
You ain't booty. The entrance of the night, for sure, was Bootios.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. And unique, yeah.
You had Stephanie.
Yes.
As Gozer.
Yeah, I think you said it was Mad Max.
Yeah, it was like Mad Max.
Two men will enter the Thunderdome. I was like,
yeah, she was Tina Turner.
She went on forever. And you know what? She was doing her best to turn Hunter heel. I was like, don't bother.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so you had that one. You had the Bootios. You had that one. You had Hunter's Entrance in general.
And then you had
Hunter's the other parts. You know, you have Finn Balor and all these guys out there. Yeah, you know, in the ring.
That was their WrestleMania moment.
That was their WrestleMania moment this year. Yeah,
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah,
with Sasha.
Snoop Dogg with Sasha, and you know what, Flair and Charlotte Flair got quite an entrance too.
Well, she got she used part of the robe. She looked like the sorceress from He-Man.
Yeah.
And was using some of the robe. I said, that looks like Flair's robe.
And they had special lighting. They had special lighting for him and for her. You know, the Wyatt's entrance was just the Wyatt's entrance, but it was cool.
Well, because they got what
because
we didn't get
because
last
you
year.
Got 100,000 people
that got to do the fireflies,
so that looked great.
And we didn't get that last year.
Oh, you had the Rock's entrance.
Nah.
With the flamethrower.
Stupid.
That
was stupid. He's got a flamethrower.
Undertaker's.
Like, what the fuck is that? And then he lights this rock symbol on fire and walks away. It's like, wow.
Shane had money falling from the ceiling, of course.
Oh, Shane O'Bucks.
Shane O'Bucks. And Undertaker had nothing special, really. No. Just a typical Undertaker.
Yeah.
That's always cool, but.
Yeah. But it was the same.
But it was kind of the same.
I think it maybe, I guess, other than, Bootios,
it was definitely entrance of the night.
It was. I think it'd probably be, I'd rank it about the same as last year.
I don't think so. I mean, last year, the Rusev,
on a tank, to me was like the Bootios.
Okay, and then, the
Hunter was cooler, I thought.
That's one thing. Hunter on the network did look like TV.
Yeah.
Looked really bad, but live it was super cool.
Yeah.
So, live it was great, and, I love Wyatt's entrance last year with the Scarecrows. Yeah, we didn't get that, but the Scarecrows thing, I loved.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool, and Sting had the...
And I love the Sting entrance. I think the entrances last year were way better.
It could be.
For an overall, I think that was just about the best.
They had a lot more now that we go on about it, right?
Yeah.
So, it was better last year.
Even Cena's was a special entrance last year, right? Where they had the video and stuff like that before.
Oh, the video about America.
Yeah, but it was really well done. I mean, it was not enough to turn him babyface in that match.
Not to the people in front of us.
But it was really well done. I think that as far as, and one of the things that really got me in this one was, was there a single backstage segment all night? 6 hour show, I can't think of one. There was the Zack Ryder interview.
There was a Kevin Owens interview.
That's right.
In the pre-show.
And he beat up Zayn during the show.
That was on Raw.
But as far as
Raw.
No, he beat up Zayn on WrestleMania. Oh, no, you're right, that was wrong. Yeah, so there you go. But, it's a six-hour show. Like, we didn't get, Gene and Heenan with Mae Young and those type of moments with Mae Young and Moolah. Or even just, you know, The Rock backstage interacting with somebody. Or Snoop Dogg hosting We Got Talent or whatever. Like, all the stuff that we typically get we get at WrestleMania that we get at every pay-per-view that is the same as Raw. We didn't actually get. It was really just match after match after match.
It was really match video package, match video package, match video package.
Yeah. For 6 fucking hours. But yeah, I don't even think there was, other than The Rock, I don't think there was another talking segment in the ring, was it?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Well, there was, I think, the New Day.
Yeah, but even they didn't talk as long as they usually do.
Thank God.
Yeah, they didn't.
Well, there wasn't enough time.
But I mean, last year you had Daniel Bryan. And you had, Ricky Steamboat and Bret Hart and Ric Flair and all these people endorsing him backstage.
Yeah.
Like, even little segments like that you didn't get this year.
Yeah, that's right.
So what do you think of the best WrestleMania entrances of all time?
Of all time. I think Rusev on the tank was cool.
Yeah. I still think the Sting one was my favorite. But I like all like that and the Bray one. Like I said, I think they were all great.
Yeah, the brothers. I liked the Shawn and Undertaker entrances.
I love that.
When one comes down and one comes up, the white and the black.
The white and the black. One lowered from heaven, one raised from hell.
Yeah.
That was great.
That was cool.
That's the greatest, two entrances in one match thing ever.
Yeah. I think CM Punk's WrestleMania moment.
I didn't like that one much, but I liked the one where they had all the people dressed as old John Cena, and they're using the Doctor of Thugonomics.
Oh, yeah, as he runs down the ring past him or whatever.
Yeah. I thought that was cool.
Yeah,
I really liked that one. I really liked that entrance. Obviously, there was the Shawn Michaels when he came from the ceiling.
I didn't like that one. That one to me gets
jump the shark.
No, what's the word I'm looking for? It gets praised or remembered more fondly than anything. It was, but it didn't really work. He like came down.
The and problem I had with it was he had
halfway
to take
into the crowd.
No, he came down. The problem I had was afterwards he had to take the gear shit off.
Yeah,
it took like 10 minutes to get that shit off and get the show going again.
Yeah,
and that was the problem I had.
And he only got about halfway.
Yeah,
it was a good. It was a nice attempt. But
yeah.
No, I liked it. Remember that the Royal Rumble that John Cena ceiling Skywalker?
I couldn't believe they only did that once.
Yeah.
When he was doing that, that was the rap album, the rap versus the Rock.
Yeah.
Not the Rock, but the rock star and Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
And then Jericho didn't, like, Jericho was supposed to perform and everyone was like, they're going to cheer you and you're going to blow them away, so you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had to tell his band, we're not performing after all, and then he had to cut a heel promo.
Yes.
But the Skywalking thing, that was just awesome.
That was cool.
That's a Royal Rumble, if you say, I think, right?
Yeah.
Royal Rumble. But that may be the best entrance ever. That was great. That was great.
I'm trying to think of, that's, the carts.
Well, I mean, there was the carts, and that did give it, like WrestleMania 3, did give it a different look.
And six, I think, also had the cards.
Six also had the cards.
But the
except for Warrior ran all the way down, and then was completely blown up because it's such a big stadium.
Yeah, and but WrestleMania 3, Piper walked out, and Hogan walked out. WrestleMania 3,
both of them did the walk out. I think it was WrestleMania 20 where the Dead Man returned.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really good one.
Remember WrestleMania 30 with Bray Wyatt having the band
play him out, and they were wearing like all the
masks and shit.
That was very cool.
Even Hunter's entrance with Charlotte, Becky, and Sasha as like the Hunter bitches.
Yes. Not the one where he was Conan.
No.
Where that was the same one as the CM Punk
one. He Man.
Yeah. I think that was cool.
30, wasn't it?
I think it was 30, yeah.
Yeah.
Against
Brian.
Brian or
D. Brian at WrestleMania 30. Yeah. In the opening match. Then he won and he got to go into the three, make it a three-way.
That's right. So yeah, I mean these are the best ones. Alright, let's move on, okay then. Let's talk about the final part about the WrestleMania then, the matches.
Oh, the matches.
What do you think of the matches themselves?
Well, they're still happening. last year was better.
I think the main event of last year was...
What would you say, better?
Better than anything on this year's card, for sure. I think that was a really terrific match.
You had Orton and...
I was bored live for it, but when I watched it again on the network, I thought it was a really good match.
And you had the RKO spot.
I was just so bored. I'm just so bored with Orton, you know?
Yeah.
The RKO spot was great.
Yeah.
Ladder matches were pretty much, if anything...
The same.
Pretty much the same. They're pretty much a wash. They're the same thing. I guess, if anything, this one might have been a little better.
How about the Andre the Giant Memorial
Last battle year's was actually better than this one, because it had more actual storylines. It had the storyline of Hideo Itami, and more so it had the storyline of The Miz and Sandow.
Yes.
This one didn't have a storyline. It's just a match that was just filler in the middle of the show.
Yeah, with no announced participants, which is why we got Tatanka and DDP. And
yeah, they couldn't even come up with 20 fucking people.
Yeah, I wonder how many people were actually in it.
I think like 18 or something like that, or 17. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't even 20. I mean, that's after you throw in these people.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
And then Baron Corbin wins.
Yeah.
So, but that's good.
I like that.
I mean, if you're looking at that, I like Baron Corbin winning better than the Big Show.
Oh, Big Show, yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I mean, you had AJ and Jericho.
It was a fine
match. It was a fine little match.
But as far as the matches
wrong
this year...
won, but okay.
But as far as the matches this year, I'm like... nothing really blew me away.
No. It was nice that AJ got his WrestleMania moment.
Best match. Yeah, it was nice that he got a WrestleMania moment. His WrestleMania moment.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the best match, finally, after all these years, the best match on a WWE pay-per-view was the women's match. And not only was it the best match, it was on a pay-per-view, it was the best match on a WrestleMania.
Yeah, it was.
Sorry, bitch.
Wahoo!
Wow.
Wahoo!
Wahoo.
I'm so sorry about that, folks.
Woo! That was his attempt to woo.
Oh.
But yeah, the women's match was the most entertaining professional wrestling match on the entire show.
Mm-hmm.
For the women's championship.
All anybody will remember, though, is the... let me say, the main event wasn't what it needed to be. The main event should have been Reigns just destroying him for like 13 out of 15 minutes. Just kicking his ass and making a statement instead of an even match. 50-50 match that he eventually won did nothing for him.
No.
Should have just demolished, especially if Hunter's not going to be on TV for a while.
Yeah.
Should have been just, like, it shouldn't have been an even match at all.
No.
But yeah, I mean, the Shane McMahon, it's all about the spot. Spot was spectacular. I appreciate that he took that spot. I know he padded up the table like crazy, but still, if you miss in any way, you slip or you do anything,
mm-hmm.
it's super dangerous, and that's all anybody will remember from this WrestleMania.
Yes.
They won't remember any match, they won't remember any other spot, they won't remember anything, they'll remember that.
Yes, and that is something they will play over and over and over, like
to help making sure.
Like Edge's spear, or Hardy's swanton.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That is it. So that was WrestleMania.
His spear through the table, or a spear off the ladder?
Off the ladder is the one they show all the time.
Yeah. Well, they sometimes show the flaming table.
Ladder. Yeah, when they're not as PG conscious, they show the flames.
Yeah.
But then you had, yeah.
But you'd have to be, I mean, if you don't want to show the flames.
The trust me,
nobody wants to see the flames.
That's true. That's true. But the important thing, really the important thing coming out of WrestleMania as we move on to Raw, is that The Undertaker has defeated Shane McMahon. Shane McMahon has to go home and he can't be in charge of Raw. Mm-hmm. He can't get what he wants. He needs to just leave.
And because The Undertaker's going to have another WrestleMania match.
Right. Yes. Exactly. So Raw happened. Vince comes out. And he put Shane in charge of Raw.
Uh-huh.
A fucking stupid... What the hell? Oh my god.
Go ahead, say what you have to say about Raw. All of it. Go on.
Everything about Raw?
Instead of going step by step, why don't you just vent on the things about this? Apparently, because here's the thing, I actually enjoyed the WrestleMania because I just looked at it as that one night and I thought, you entertained me for one night, and fair enough. I give it a 6.5 out of 10, you gave it a 4 out of 10.
I was tired.
Now that I look back a little bit, I probably go lower, I'll go 6. So, yeah, you give it a 4 out of 10.
4, yeah.
Yeah, so then we get to Raw. Now, I get the
feeling... Can I give it a 3 now, because of Raw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, if anything, yeah, Raw actually probably does hurt it if you look at it that way. But yeah. I don't. I just look at it as
that one night. That one night, sure.
So, Raw.
Raw.
You seem like you have stuff you want to say. So, instead of me getting in your way...
Well, yeah.
And you can ask me an opinion anytime you want. Okay. You know I have one.
Yeah.
But if you want...
Well, Raw...
Go ahead.
Raw.
Is,
you know,
more.
This Monday Night Raw, and everybody, there's varying degrees of opinions I've seen about this particular episode of Monday Night Raw.
Mm-hmm.
to me, this Monday Night Raw was a Raw that fell on Christmas Eve,
mm-hmm.
or New Year's Eve, or... in Labor Day, one of those holiday editions of Raw, Memorial Day, the 4th of July, one of those holiday editions of Raw where it's, what do they call those kinds of shows? Just a filler.
Mm-hmm.
This show was largely filler.
Mm-hmm.
You had some things that happened, but we're not really leaving it with anything new. We have we've got the return of Cesaro,
mm-hmm.
with a great new gimmick. What do you think, or a great new entrance, I guess I should say. I love the entrance of him coming out in a tearaway suit, in the suit and ripping that and doing that. I like that.
I still hate his music.
Yeah. But it's... I think you can change it, but I think for his return, you had to play the same music for the pop, because people wouldn't recognize the music. AJ Styles is your number one contender. And people are loving this.
Yeah.
He's got 6 weeks until he's beaten by the guy.
Yeah.
And returns.
Not a good guy.
Or a bad guy.
But the guy.
He will be beaten by the guy and returned back to his rightful spot in the mid-card. Pal. So, while everybody was enjoying this and going, see? It's a new dawn.
Yeah.
We're not. The number one contender is AJ Styles. How can you say that wrestling is stagnant? You just wait. He fucked up CM Punk. He fucked up Daniel Bryan. He will fuck up AJ Styles.
The amazing thing is that they didn't fuck up Daniel Bryan.
They were going to.
They tried.
They were going to.
Everything they did just made the fans want it more.
No. When he won the world title and he was going to fight Kane
in that his first thing. Sure. That was the worst.
And then he was going to get killed by Brock Lesnar?
Yeah.
No, he
you're right.
Yeah. They fucked up Daniel Bryan. He got the benefit of being off television in order to get over. Because that's how you get over, is by not being on your television.
Yeah. So you're saying Randy Orton's going to be over?
Probably. For at least 2 weeks. They're about to fuck up AJ Styles. That's how we left Raw.
That's your opinion. Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, that's fact.
Oh, okay.
That is unmitigated fact.
I have a different point of view.
Please tell me your point of view, because I don't see how you can argue that.
In order to fuck it up, there would have to be, it'd have to be, have potential to do something, and it doesn't, because every single episode of Raw is a brand new continuity. It's like issue number one of a brand new comic book.
What are these comic books he's reading?
Every single episode is its own little thing, and it doesn't matter what happened before or what's going to happen in the future. On that day, they will always book whatever they want.
Well, that continuity is so important.
There is no continuity. There's only self-contained hour within a three-hour show. And therefore, you can't say they're going to fuck it up, because how can you fuck up something that doesn't have any potential? Because all that exists is what happens on that night anyways.
Yes. Well, no, there's a difference between... I guess what you're looking at is that...
They're not going to fuck them up.
They have no potential.
They're not going to fuck... That's a dumb thing. Here's the thing. Roman Reigns is going to take on, at Extreme Rules, he's going to take on AJ Styles.
Yes.
They will have a match. Do you want to see that match? I want to see that match.
I don't mind seeing that match, sure.
Okay. Yeah. I want to see that match.
Okay.
Okay. So that's all that matters. Whatever gets me there, it doesn't matter, because that match will still happen.
But do you want
to I don't care about that match. I don't care about the build to that match, because I still want to see that match. There's nothing that they can do to make me not want to see it, and there's nothing they can do to make me want to see it. I already want to see it. So everything that happens until then is completely unimportant. I don't even need to watch it. And if I do watch it, I certainly don't need to care about it.
No.
I just want to see that match. And then after that, if AJ Styles goes back to the mid-card, and his next match is against Dolph Ziggler, you know what? I'll probably be like, Styles versus Dolph Ziggler. I'd like to see that match.
I don't. But
so, it doesn't matter.
I'm just trying to think.
I'd just like to see them in the matches.
Is there anyone else that you would like to see Roman Reigns against?
Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens. I'd like to see that match.
Would you?
Yeah. Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn. I'd like to see that match.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. Roman Reigns versus Nakamura. I'd like to see that match. Versus Lesnar. I'd like to see that match. All these, there's a bunch
Lesnar.
Of them.
Lesnar, I could see Lesnar. Lesnar. I could see against
Finn
Lesnar.
Balor. I'd like to see that match.
No.
No. Bray Wyatt? No.
No.
But it doesn't matter, because there's just a bunch of, you just put them in there against those matches, and whatever you do to lead, all that matters is, are you putting on a match that I care about? Because you're not putting on TV I care about. No. And so it doesn't matter.
That's what
But it doesn't make me not want to see
I'm
the match.
I'm looking at Icy Randy
Orton. Your problem is you still think that it's important these things, what are they called, storylines? There's no storylines.
No,
there's just matches. They book a match, that match happens, it happens, it's unrelated to anything else, there's no titles on the line, because there's no titles exist. Once a match starts, it's just a match.
Yeah.
There's no storylines, there's no characterizations. It's just two people having a work fight.
Yes.
Then, and if they're good at it, it can be entertaining.
Right.
That's all you have to look forward to.
Exactly.
Just do that.
But that's, yes. And when you said that it's a worked fight between people who are good at it, and then you continuously use the word Roman Reigns. So, that Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar in a rematch? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns and AJ Styles? Sure.
Sure.
That's it. I'm done. AJ Styles against Kevin Owens? Yes.
Sami Zayn? I'm good with.
Yes. Cesaro?
Finn Balor? Yes. Yeah. Cesaro? Yeah. Cesaro and Reigns? Forward to that.
Yes.
So just do that.
Triple H even against AJ Styles.
Oh, Triple H versus AJ? Yeah.
Yeah. Like
all of these things, every single night that I'm watching, I just go. That four way match that was good. That had nothing to do with anything else that had ever happened before in wrestling. Nothing to do with it in the future.
Yeah.
That was just a match that happened between four people who are good wrestlers, and I could enjoy that match.
Yes.
And then I move on.
Yes.
I don't care.
Nope.
I will never care.
That's what I said. That's to my point with Ryder and Miz.
Yeah.
That was a good match.
Yeah. Good.
I don't need to see it anymore, but.
Doesn't matter.
It was good. Yeah, I like it.
But if you're talking about, like, that's where people are getting upset. And they're like, I hear people saying, well, Chris Jericho beat AJ guy the night before, and then he goes on for the belt. And that's not how you do it. Well, that's it, presuming that wrestling is part of a long storyline.
Yes.
That what you do on one night builds to what happens the next night. Nope. And everything has a purpose. That's not what wrestling is. Wrestling is about, okay, on that match, this new character who was preparing for the first time, Chris Jericho, faced this new character appearing for the first time, AJ Styles, and he beat him. On the next night, there was another new character called Chris Jericho, and another new character called AJ Styles, and two more new characters who had lost the night before. But they hadn't, because they hadn't existed the night before, Owens and Zayn. And they just said, these are the guys who are going to compete, and they'll have some match in the future against some guy who hasn't debuted yet. And that's how it is. It's all a bunch of horse shit. So what you do is you just say, oh, look, there's four people. Those four people are just debuting and they're going to have a fun work fight. And just enjoy that fucking little moment right there, because that's all you fucking got.
You know what that was? That was your We Talk Wrestling moment. I look at it, when we talk about potential...
There's no potential.
There is potential.
No, there's no potential.
Yes.
No.
Because...
Not if it's new every single night.
No. What I'm looking at...
Every single night, it's like a new universe.
You're talking...
It's like an alternate reality.
You're talking about... First time you've been in. What I put on a match that I care about. Right?
What's this?
And it's like...
A match that you care about? Now you're being silly. For that, you go to NXT.
No, you're saying, is this a match that are they going
to
put
on? For that, you go to NXT. Not WWE.
You just said, is there going to be a match... The whole point is you want to see that match.
What match?
AJ Styles and Roman Reigns.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the debut of this AJ Styles versus the debut of this Roman Reigns. If they're anything like the guys in the alternate universe that I looked at,
those other guys
that I've seen once before,
it'll
be fun.
But then when Roman Reigns is done, it's Brock. He's the only person I care to see.
Okay.
But with AJ, there is about like six or seven guys.
So that's all you need.
But that's what I'm saying, but those six or seven, like, again, then you look at the reality of it, and that
Reigns
is...
Reigns versus Samoa Joe.
Yes? No. I don't really care about that. I really don't care about Roman's either. And the AJ and Joe...
So don't watch it for Reigns. Watch it for Joe and AJ.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Watch it for Cesaro and Joe.
And the specific point that you're missing, though, is that Roman... And Orton is going to get 35 minutes. AJ and Joe are going to get 8.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'll enjoy that 8 minutes, and the other 35 minutes, I'll be playing Simpsons Tapped Out.
But what I'm saying...
On my phone, while it's on the back TV in the background.
Okay.
I'll have moved on.
So let's
I'll be in the room with it on, but I'll have moved on mentally.
So let's look at potential.
There's no potential.
The potential is your opportunity cost is AJ winning and you have AJ in 35 minute matches. Because that's what they do. And I would rather see that.
And you know what? Eventually you'll see AJ in longer matches when he's in there against the right guy. Mm-hmm. When AJ takes on Triple H, that will be a main event match that will go 30 minutes.
But no, but when I'm
saying... I mean, he'll lose.
But, what I'm
but
saying,
it won't matter, because it doesn't matter, because it's just a loss for... no matter what that happens on one particular night, they book what they want on that particular night. And then the next night, they book whatever they want. It has no relation to what they did before or what they'll do after.
Yeah. And I guess the point that I'll sort of surmise this conversation with, and we can move on, is I don't like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, then, as long as you don't like that, then wrestling's going to be rough for you. But if you can get in this mindset with me, then you can just sort of sit there and enjoy that. And then if you want matches that seem important and that matter, and belts that seem important and matter, then you watch TakeOver.
Yes.
And well, that's good, so then you have it all.
Yes, that's true. Speaking of TakeOver and the NXT and Monday Night Raw.
And speaking of that, yeah. And speaking of... I got to say, before we move on here, because we're talking about this. But everybody's talking about... I watched the Ricochet and Zack Sabre Jr., the Will Ospreay and Zack Sabre Jr., the Zack Sabre Jr. And Zack Sabre Jr. obviously the star of the weekend in many ways. Mm-hmm. And Chris Harrell. The Chris Harrell match was the best match. But everyone's talking about the Ospreay and the Zack Sabre, and they're like, it's better than Nakamura and Zayn. No, it wasn't. It was not. I've seen them all. It's not better. You ever? Here's what this is. Have you ever? You knew a guy who would like. You're like, oh, I like this band. I like this song on the radio.
Yeah.
And they're always like, oh, well, there's this band you never heard of. They're underground, but they're so much better. You know that?
Yes.
That's what this is. Yes. It's that guy who's always like, oh, I know something you don't know, and I'm the real fan, and I can get up the real music, and they're cooler.
Yeah.
And it's that guy who's... That's what it is.
Yeah. So you want to punch that person.
Yes. And that's what this is with... Look, it's not that Ospreay and Sabre Jr. didn't have a good match, but they had a good indie match with no selling and no sense of win-or-loss mattering and no sense that they weren't working together and no sense that they weren't having fun. And it never felt like a fight, and it didn't have a lot of intensity. It was just a really great moves that went on for
a great exhibition display of professional wrestling moves. Yeah.
Great new moves that you've never seen before, and tremendous athleticism, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
I understand they're both going to be in the Global Cruiserweight Tournament.
I don't think Ospreay is.
No,
it's New Japan.
Oh, okay, Ospreay. Yeah. But the other is Sabre Jr.
Sabre Jr.
It's a Shane Sabre Jr.
Yeah. He's a great wrestler. But that's why his match with Hiro was better, because Hiro knows psychology. He's a great wrestler and a great storyteller. When Sabre Jr. ends up in NXT, and if they can take this incredible moveset he has
and mix it
with Zack Sabre.
No, they have a Zack already.
Oh,
yeah. They can
mix that with psychology. It'll be unbelievable. But that's the thing about this match, is it's just those people wanting to say, I saw something cooler than you saw.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the real fan. And that's what it is. There was a sense that Zayn versus Nakamura was a fight, and that they were fighting for something. Legacy, wanting to develop a new one, and wanting to protect their old one. And this other one was an exhibition with great moves and great athleticism. But to say it's as good a match, it's ridiculous. That was easily the best match of the weekend, was Nakamura versus Zayn. So, all right, I got that off my chest.
Right, yes, and Nakamura needed about six staples to do in the back of his head for a match last night. What's his name? Masamba, whatever his name is now. Marty something.
Yeah. Marty! The Moth?
Yes. Marty the Moth. Yeah. But, I guess...
Andre Day or something
You talk about how... The way wrestling is now, and what it's become, and how you've just kind of disassociated yourself from it and just accept it as to what it is.
Just enjoy the show
and do that. But we got the Raw after WrestleMania, and we got all and SmackDown as well. You kind of float over, and the new batch of NXT people have come up, and so like. I think a lot of people owe Vince McMahon an apology for saying he's out of touch.
Oh, yeah.
Because clearly, he knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
The best possible choices for NXT.
Mm-hmm.
are now on the main roster.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Baron Corbin we knew. Because he was tall.
Yeah.
And we knew Baron Corbin was going to get that. And Baron Corbin, I don't have a problem with Baron Corbin being in a program with...
he's going to be in a program?
With Dolph Ziggler.
Sure.
I don't mind that. That's fine. Yeah. Whatever. Dolph Ziggler's just there and basically completely useless. So you might as well have him fight the new guys.
Sure. Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you've got Enzo and Cass.
Yeah.
Who probably, I'm thinking, by maybe this time next year, will be the hottest stars in the company. The most popular, anyway.
Well, possible. I won't say it's impossible. It's definitely possible.
And they had a great... Enzo had a great
debut there. When he's done wrestling, he's got to go on the road as an incel comic. He'll be tremendous.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, and he's got the hair for it.
Yeah, yeah.
So Enzo and Cass is fantastic.
Sure.
And so then I'm watching Raw, and then, much to my surprise, they say, up next, the debut of Apollo Crews.
Yes, Apollo Crews.
And I was like, what?
And you're surprised why?
Well, I believe that on this particular We Talk Wrestling podcast,
We Talk Wrestling,
when Apollo Crews made his NXT debut, we made some predictions as to when he would be on this particular main roster.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, you were bang on the money.
I know, as I usually am.
You were like, no, no way.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to realize that he still has work to do.
He's got a lot of work to do.
He's got to get used to work in front of a camera.
He's just not ready. And that,
He's not ready yet. No, he's going to take some time. You've got to develop him.
Take some time, develop him. But they have, you know, patience, and they're going to take that time. They're going to realize, and not say give up on him, but it's going to be a longer road.
Yeah.
And I said, no, he has muscles.
Yeah.
Vince will call him up within a year.
Yeah, and clearly you were wrong.
And clearly I was wrong, because it's been within a year.
Yeah.
And here's...
Here he is in developmental.
Apollo effing Crews. It was like...
You're welcome.
What? Oh, but, you know, what do you do? There he is. Wrong. We're going to be fun on SmackDown. It was Curtis Axel.
My question for you is, if you should choose to accept it, and are willing to listen to it, my question for you is, are they capable of... Okay. Let me finish.
Oh, okay.
Are they capable in this day and age of still developing somebody on the main roster? Because this guy still needs to, clearly needs to develop. Like, he's very strong, he's agile, he's quick, tremendous, natural, athletic specimen. He's got potential. But he's not ready for a main roster spot in many people's eyes yet.
Yes.
So, is it possible, though, he can still develop and be fine up there and get up better there? Or is this like, is he really screwed?
I think he's really screwed, but I don't, again, it's back to your point, does it matter?
Yeah.
Like, the thing is they're going to keep going to these mid-card. They just keep adding to their mid-card, you know?
Well, the question is, does this mean he's not going to get any better? Or, you know, and I think he'll still get better. They still have people he can work with to get better down there.
Down there.
But it does make you wonder, like, if you look at what they did on Monday, in some ways it makes sense to me, actually, because what they did was they gutted the mid-card
Yes.
of NXT, but they didn't touch the main eventers.
Nope, that's right.
Because if you want to have them take over Tuesday SmackDown.
Yes.
Or whatever, Thursday SmackDown, or the hell it is. If you want to have them, if you want to have them tour and make money and sell house shows and this stuff, you can't touch the main events.
No, that's right.
So you can gut that mid-card. And they gutted that mid-card, which will hurt a little bit, but not a lot. It creates more depth on the main roster, and that those guys are largely replaceable. Because they're not the main eventers. There's not a single main eventer that went up. So, there you go. I mean, it's...
yeah.
It's strange, but it's WWE.
It's... And then, like, the VOD villains. Mm-hmm. That, to me, was the strangest one of all of them.
Again, you've got in the mid-card, though. It doesn't matter. It's just creating a little depth.
Yeah. I think the happiest people that the VOD villains came up are the Ascension.
Probably.
Because it's like, oh, good, a team that will be on our level.
Yeah, somebody we could feud with.
Yes, somebody for to go into that Gold Dust R-Truth mix.
Yeah, but yeah, that's pretty much exactly what they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Well, theoretically, yeah.
I mean, it's just like, what's his nuts? It's like Tyler Breeze all over again.
Yeah, that's all that they look at these guys are. As, you know, because the guys that make money, they're going to need them for a long-term plan and for where they are now.
Well, yeah, long-term plan, you say.
The long-term plan of NXT SmackDown.
Oh, I see.
Somebody pointed out to me, well, they can't do that. You know, they can't just make a SmackDown NXT because they've got the contract with USA to produce SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, like they had the contract with Sci-Fi to produce ECW.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's they have a contract to produce wrestling for them.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what the fucking show is called.
No. Especially if they're actually getting a hotter brand. So, I mean, that's it. They gutted the mid-card.
Yeah. And is there anybody left?
Doesn't matter. They can just make new stars at that level.
Well, yeah. That's what I mean. So, and I'm totally okay with that.
Sure.
I just, as I said, it's just, I don't get... those choices.
No, I know. Because the thing is, you still think like somebody who understands wrestling.
Oh, right.
And you have to think like people who have no idea what wrestling is or how it works.
That's true.
I mean, this is the thing is it used to be, it's always been, that like you say, Vince McMahon, you sit there and you go, okay, now we manipulate them. We do it with storytelling. What we do is these two storylines, these storytelling. What we do is we take this guy, Paul Orndorff. He's a heel.
He's wonderful.
And then what we do is we have him turn get blamed for the loss of WrestleMania. And then Hogan saves him, and then people start to love him. And then when he starts to get jealous and turns on Hogan, who had been so good to him, we're manipulating their feelings to feel like he's they're betrayed too.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to get behind that feud. See? That was the old psychology. All you had to do was tell the story.
Yeah, but did anybody...
You had to tell the story.
Did anybody go to that match?
Oh, yeah. Yes, they threw a fuckload of money. His highest. I think that's Hogan's highest drawing opponent.
Yes,
on house shows.
Mm-hmm.
So that was how you used to do it. Now,
that event, I will say, was big.
It was a big event, not 67,000 big, but the entertainment portion of this number is 67,000.
Ah, yes.
The real number is like 45. Still impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Well, 45,001 if you count me.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. And the commentators of that evening, which was Johnny Valiant.
Yes.
And Lord Alfred.
Lord Alfred and Gorilla.
No, I thought it was actually Billy Red Lions. Wasn't he there?
I think he... Billy Red was there. Well, it was in Toronto, so that makes sense.
Yeah. All right, anyways, the point being... That was how you used to do it. Now it's like, okay, we want Roman Reigns to be loved. So we'll tell the same storyline. We'll have him have a partner, and Dean Ambrose will turn on him, and then they'll love him, and they'll feel sorry for him, and they'll hate this Ambrose guy. If you tell the exact same storyline, crowd won't buy it now. So now you should go, okay, if we tell that same storyline, crowd will still love Ambrose.
Mm-hmm.
So here's how we manipulate. We know still how they're going to react.
Yes.
You used to know how they're going to react.
Mm-hmm.
They would react however you told them to.
Yes.
Now they will react
not how we told to sit. But you know that, so you can book for that. Instead, you're still booking the way you did 35 years ago.
Yes.
40 years ago. 30 years, whatever. That's the fucking problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one.
Because you can see what's coming. Every single time that they do something, you and I sit there on the show and we go, this isn't going to work. The crowd's going to do this instead. Yes. And then they do it, and it's like, fuck. If you know that's what the crowd's going to do, then take what the crowd's going to do and manipulate them into doing what you want to do.
But
use what the crowd thinks. Get ahead of them. Get one step ahead of them. Let the crowd think that they're the ones leading the show, but they're really not. Instead, the crowd is leading the show, or actually, they're just fighting the show. It's really
pretend
what
the crowd is
they're
Kelly.
Fighting the show.
Pretend the crowd is Kelly Kelly. Get ahead of them.
Yeah, yeah. Or you know what else you gotta do? Here's the other thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Just watch that night. Mm-hmm. I think that's the first night that this company's existed, and enjoy the matches.
Yes.
That's all you can get.
Yes, that's true. You know, it's funny though. In a lot of those cases,
You know where I had this moment was when it was when Shane was announced to be running the show. I'm like, why do I watch WrestleMania? Like, why do I? Like,
what does it matter, right?
Like it.
Yeah.
This is everything. So if it doesn't matter, then I'll just whatever. Like it.
Yeah.
It's not important.
Then yeah.
like. You have built up this huge storyline. You wouldn't go against it in a thing that makes no sense from any characterization standpoint, any story standpoint, any future selling standpoint. So if you're going to be like that, then,
fuck you.
Well, not even fuck you. Just, okay, come on. Why do I bother caring? I'm not going to care anymore. I'm just going to watch.
Yes.
I'll just watch and enjoy matches when they happen. And everything else, if there's a funny promo, I'll enjoy that. And everything else, I won't give a fuck. I won't emotionally care. I'll just watch for the enjoyment of the moment. Yeah. It'll be like an orgasm. Just
right.
All the fucking that happens beforehand, that's just to get in the way. But that one moment where you have the orgasm, that's what's enjoyable.
Ah, there you go. Have you heard from Sonny?
All right. Anything else you want to talk about or Mania or WWE and that bullshit?
No. No, not about that. We have Blackjack Mulligan.
We gotta talk Blackjack Mulligan.
We can talk about Blackjack Mulligan.
Yeah.
Tell me about Blackjack Mulligan.
Blackjack Mulligan. Why don't I tell you about him? Blackjack Mulligan.
Blackjack Mulligan was a professional wrestler.
Yes, he was. Blackjack Mulligan is a. Blackjack Mulligan wouldn't work today. It's one of those characters that. There was something of the true guy's life in it, and turned up to 11.
Yes.
And you couldn't create a character like that and have a guy perform that character and have a feel very real in the scripted world that is wrestling now, in the world now. Like, he's definitely a throwback to a character, and he was a character, make no doubt about it.
Oh, yes.
In real life and on screen. And that was part of it. The guy lived his gimmick, right? And so it was a different time.
Yeah.
But Blackjack Mulligan was this big, charismatic brawler who, back in the territory days, guys like this were money. So they come in, they're big, they're probably bigger than your baby face. And you believe they're tough, because they legitimately are. Mm-hmm. And they come in, and they brawl, and they beat up the undercard guys, and they challenge your champion. And he had, because he had the great persona, and the great size, and the great look, his promos were very charismatic and good too. Not like a rock promo or even like a promo from a Dusty Rhodes or something like that.
This is the movie.
No, Mick Foley.
Yeah.
Not like that, but they did their job. You should really go back and watch some of his promos and you'd be like, this is better than more entertaining than anything. Not the barbecue stuff from WWE, but when he was actually doing promos for promos for like in the 70s, early 80s and the 70s and stuff. He was a guy who go in, cut these enthusiastic, mean promos, and it's kind of like if you enjoy this speech that Stan Hansen gave.
Yeah.
Like, Stan Hansen is much the same type of character and real-life person as Blackjack Mulligan.
Yeah.
Like, is that old school, and it's entertaining, and they got it. And he got it. Like, you know, he could have come in and shown all these new guys a lot of stuff still, because... if he was in his prime, because he still got it at a different level, like an ability to connect and a charisma and a
character, but if anything, that's, he's like, yeah, he's, he to me is like the perfect example of a guy like in his territory days was great, and why living the, your gimmick was important, and why that's one of the things that's missing from the industry that we'll never get back, that probably to a large degree, who, you know, I mean, because even think about the last, even the Attitude Era, mm-hmm. there was guys who were living their gimmick.
Oh, yeah.
And those guys usually got over. And now, yeah. I don't feel like most of the guys live their gimmick anymore.
And when you say most,
yeah, like and that's what's missing. So he's like a, he's almost like a time capsule of what used to work in wrestling.
Yeah, the only person I thought really got over well on or the guy there's a few the guys that got over well on Robo were like the Enzos and the AJs and the yeah. people that you know were just that are just being themselves.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, for sure. For sure. And Enzo is. Enzo is being himself.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, I mean, that's part of what... Yeah, that's part of what made it work, is Enzo is...
Enzo.
Enzo is Enzo.
Yeah.
You know? And people can sense that.
Yeah, they can sense it.
They can sense so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that because Stone Cold sensed so?
Did Stone Cold sense so?
Mm-hmm.
I think he did.
I didn't believe so.
Hmm.
Twice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Blackjack Mulligan, again, bred territories, owned a territory with Ric Flair. They bought, was it Charlotte that they had together?
No, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah, they owned a territory.
I just don't know what, I don't know where it was. I'm not sure. Okay. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm what do you call it?
A Blackjack Mulligan aficionado?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's not, you know.
Yeah, no, you're not that smart.
No, no, no. Like, my knowledge of him is largely from just watching YouTube videos for promos. I like his promos and watch a little bit of the Blackjacks team with him and, what do you call him?
Lanza.
Lanza, yeah. Lanza is a guy, like, that's an interesting case because Lanza came up with this gimmick first.
Mm-hmm.
The exact gimmick, right? And it's an old, like it's a gimmick from westerns, you know. Yeah, John Wayne would face guys like this in the 30s and 40s, like that. That's an old gimmick. It's a B movie western villain gimmick, really.
Yes.
And you know, Lanza was doing this and he was having success. Mulligan took that same gimmick and had more success and did it better.
Yes.
But Lanza then ended up teaming with him and. Lanza could have been bitter that this guy took his gimmick and was having all this success with it, but instead Lanza looked at it like, "Well, shit, I'm going to make more money because now when we're teaming, it's giving my career a boost, and
yes.
it's giving longevity to my career, and it's giving a boost and I'm making money with him." So it worked out well, and so that's cool.
Yeah, and of course, then they had Heenan,
yes,
as a manager, wearing the Western. Garb, which is
anytime Gary Heenan wears something like that, that's tremendous. Yes,
yes, and it even made it funnier in hindsight. Now, not back in 1987 when I was a youngster, but
Carlos Colon,
yeah. But when you look at when Mulligan is coming back to the World Wrestling Federation,
yeah,
and you know it's like Heenan is just ripping on him,
yeah,
because. Mulligan's coming back as a baby face to face, I think at that point, the outlaw Ron Bass was
I think it was, yeah, and Stud, obviously, he faced from Heenan and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was before the...
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I think they did that, and then he was gone for like a year or mm-hmm. two, and then he came back to the WWF, and he probably just went down to... Well, I know he went down to... You know, NWA.
Yeah. And for a little while, he was put in charge of WCW, but he literally was in charge of WCW and was there for a little while, and he booked a match between Lex Luger
mm-hmm.
and Dutch Mantel.
Mm-hmm.
And Lex Luger came to him and said, "Why would a Lex Luger face a Dutch Mantel?"
Mm-hmm.
And he... was going to beat the fuck out of Luger.
Yes.
And thought, I better leave before I beat... Because he had a famously short temper.
Mm-hmm. He left because he knew he couldn't take it. To him, he's like, I don't understand these young guys. Why is this guy talking in the third person?
Yes.
Why is a Lex Luger going to face... Would a Lex Luger facing Dutch Mantel? And he said it to him like that, and that's it. He just took off. And just literally walked out the door. Yeah. So that's, you know... And why not? Lex Luger would make me walk out the door, too.
That's true. Super Bowl Saturday? I don't even know.
Yeah. Why would a Lex Luger be at a Super Bowl Saturday?
I don't even know.
So anyways, I would definitely recommend going and finding some of those old, not so much the matches, like I say, but the promos. Like, the promos with him and you know, he had interactions with guys like Ernie Ladd and Andre the Giant and these guys. And it was a lot of fun. You know, Stan Hansen and Dusty and Ric Flair and all these legendary characters. And he's a legendary character, too.
Imagine the car.
And, of course, Bray Wyatt. And
IRS and Bo Dallas.
Yeah, they're all... doesn't his granddaughter have something to do with the company, too?
I don't know.
Something in developmental or something?
Maybe, yeah.
So, I'm sure that these guys will still be on Raw, but they took off of Raw a little while ago in order to spend some time with him, because his health was failing for
there
a
was
long
some,
time.
They got called, like, he was...
It looked like it was
in rough shape, and they left Raw, like, that day they were at Raw, and they left.
Yeah, this looked like it was ending it for a while, but tough old bastard, literally. So.
Yeah. So it's
so our well wishes with the family.
That's it, exactly. Well wishes with the whole family in wrestling. Of course, again, is a little worse off now.
So. Yeah.
But we didn't talk about the Colemans, by the way.
No, we didn't talk about that. I like that.
I thought that was great.
That, to me, reminds me a little of more of... This is a slight twist on it, but there's a lot of Carlito Caribbean cool there.
Yes, this place is beautiful. Not like where you live.
Yes.
That one great line, and I was just like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, so... Does that...
Of course, we know they were trying to get the Carlito, too. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it doesn't look like that worked out, but it's still not impossible. He certainly fit right in.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I sure hope that happens.
Well, you know what? I hope that happens, too, because... we're starting to see the advent of more three-man...
Four-man teams, yeah.
Well, sure. Three-man, really. I mean, you got...
Yeah, you're right, really. Now that with Harper injured and Wade Barrett gone...
Yeah, then you got three-man. You got New Day's three-man. Yep. You had Carlito, that's three-man. You know, we had the debut of the Bullet Club. No way.
You will.
And that'll be
that's three. The one thing I can say about when you say that, going back to... The one thing that is maybe... If I was to look at it like it's actual continuity,
so important.
Like it actually is part of a larger storyline.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I can say about Reigns versus AJ.
Oh, AJ
is because they could still be Agent the Bullet Club. Say it for me.
Which the Bauer Club?
That's it. They could still be that.
Yeah.
Or they could still be Bulletproof.
Mm-hmm.
They could still go with AJ, mm-hmm. and it could be 3-on-1, and they could either cost AJ or help AJ beat Reigns. I don't see that happening, because I don't think they'll take the belt off Reigns after all of this now. Yeah. But if there's an interesting possible twist in the AJ-Reigns storyline, it's these guys. So... We'll see what that is. It might be more, I imagine, more Balor and AJ, and who will they side with? And whoever they end up siding with is the one that turns heel. And we had a feud with AJ versus Balor, no matter what. And that'll be great.
Yeah. I could see them thinking that they're friends of AJ, and then they do the thing.
Yeah.
The too sweet.
Yeah.
And then they turn on AJ. And then...
They didn't debut him because they were debuting so much and they didn't want to water down their debut. But now that you didn't debut them the night after Raw, I'm like, why not wait until the pay-per-view? Do something special with it.
Yeah.
So that's the one interesting thing, another thing to make me want to see the match.
Yeah, they still have them to come. But you're going to
that's the one thing that makes me think it's very unlikely, but it's not a total impossibility that their involvement gets AJ the belt.
Right. Right. Yeah, I don't think so. But I would do that, but I know they won't. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Right?
It's extremely unlikely.
Yeah.
But a 1% chance is still a chance.
I still look to, like, I'm starting to think, like, you have this Bullet Club now coming. Mm-hmm. You got the Bond villains up. Mm-hmm. You got the Colwyns. You know, you got Enzo mm-hmm. and Cass, the Dudleys, the Usos, you know, the New Day.
I think Enzo, like, Enzo and Cass, they'll never be good wrestlers. They should never break them up.
No.
Okay. Ever.
They will.
And that'll be the problem. Enzo will always be able to talk, but he'll never be good enough wrestler to be, because you have to be able to wrestle at a certain level yes. now. Not like he used to be, but now you have to be able to, so he will never be a main event wrestler. He'd be a great manager anytime. Mm-hmm. Or he's just in this role of the Gable guy who gets beat up, then he hits the hot tag to the other guy. The other guy will never be a great talker or a great wrestler, but because he's huge, he'll always be perfect guy for a hot tag.
He's 7 foot tall.
6'8". But...
And you can't teach that.
But, like, these guys, if they keep them together, will be a popular tag team like the... For years, like the...
New Age Outlaws.
Yeah, New Age Outlaws. I was going to say like the APA was.
Well, I was going to say New Age Outlaws. And what happened when you broke up the New Age Outlaws?
Didn't work.
Yeah.
So just keep them for the next 10 years. They can be a team and have them have the belt every now and then. They'll always be popular.
I'm just looking at, like, there's a shit ton of tag teams again.
There is, yeah.
You know, and that's...
Not a whole ton that I think are great.
No, I forgot about the Ascension, but most people do. And, you know, you got any...
Usos and Dudleys. And...
You got Usos, Dudleys, Enzo, and Cass, again, the Vaud villains. Yeah. You've got the New Day. You've got the combination there of the League of Nations. You've got the Lucha Dragons. You've got, you said the Ascension. You've got the Colwyns. You've got...
we don't know what the Colwyns will be called yet.
Outcast. We? No, no, we don't.
Yeah, you got the Social Outcast, right? I like it especially when it's Curtis Axel and... Adam Rose, and then Axl Rose.
Axl Rose, nice.
And that's, I like that. I like that.
Wow. Yeah, I thought of that.
Yeah, that's great. That's Axl great. Rose.
That was your We Talk Wrestling match.
Yeah. Oh. They were calling them that when they were teamed together on SmackDown.
That's tremendous.
Yeah. And you still got your Wyatts.
Yeah, the Wyatts too, mm-hmm. right? So, I like the, still like those Social Outcasts. Again, it's just their job squad. But still,
I know they are, but their job squad people actually like.
They're entertaining.
Yeah.
I just, was it when,
You know what, there's nothing, like...
They played Rock, Paper, Scissors as to fight them, to fight Apollo Crews.
That's right.
And they cut Axel's paper.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, that's an axe. Axe cops all the scissors. And he runs into the ring. I'm like, what? That's not even a thing.
Yeah, see that's great. Yeah. Like, I like that. And but the thing is you have, you have a team like them. They can face other jobbers and have an actual feud with them in a storyline.
Yeah,
and it can be great. And you only put them in against those other guys when it's time to enhance those other guys. Doesn't mean the kill still can't be involved in this. And that's the thing that they don't do.
Yes.
But again, I'm thinking like long term. But even like, remember when it was the three man band versus the midget and.
Matadors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, they're clearly jobbers. If they ever face anybody in the mid-card even, they're going to lose.
Still the best TLC match I've seen in ages.
No. But, yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, so.
No. The World Wrestling Federation Network.
Yes.
It has 1.8 million subscribers.
Sort of.
What the is? They haven't paid for it.
No.
1.4 million or something?
I think it's 1.45 or something like that. Yeah, close to 1.5. Rounds up to 1.5, yes. Which is what they do. So, yeah.
But, it means 400,000 people were compelled to go and get the WWE Network for free. Or canceled. And then...
About 200,000 of those, I suspect, will cancel. And about 200,000 other people who are watching the network will cancel.
Yes.
And you'll end up at about 1.4, and then you'll go down again. Where? And by the time you're down there. And then by the time you have Survivor Series, you'll be down to like 1.2 again. And then it'll start to build back up.
Well, I don't know. It depends on what they do for the SummerSlam. Last year's SummerSlam was strong, too. Right?
It was. And then afterwards, it started to drop again.
Well, yeah, but they picked up at SummerSlam, and then they went back down. Until
but the point is, though, is I do think that they're going to be at the point where they just it continues to be at that break-even point.
So. Well, they continue to grow, though. That's the thing.
Slightly.
Still, they continue to grow.
We'll see if they grow this next year. That's my prediction, is what I'm saying. Is this last year they grew very slightly, but they grew. Mm-hmm. And now I'm predicting they won't.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Because they're not making new fans.
What?
And they're losing. They have their old fans, and they are at a slow rate losing their old fans.
Well, they're
making absolutely no new fans.
The way that the demographics are, though, their old fans are just they're dying.
That's what's happening. So your old fans are dying. Yes. So that's why you're losing them. And your new fans, you're not making any. If anything, if there's a reason to not turn Reigns, it's the same reason you not turn Cena. Is at least those people from that generation will go, that was always my guy, and he never turned on me. And that's the advantage of having a guy who never turns. Though, Reigns, to me, sure felt heelish on Monday.
Yeah.
I know that's not the plan, but boy, to me...
Well, that's SmackDown. You haven't seen SmackDown where he...
Yeah, exactly. He's just kind of a dick, right?
He's a dick. Yeah, it's basically what it is. So I like him.
Condescending. Yeah. He related to him.
Finally, someone I can relate to.
Moe's just fat, and he's a prick, and Moe's
so like,
fat.
I relate to Roman Reigns.
We talk wrestling.
You relate to
we
Kevin Owens.
We talk wrestling.
Or wrestling. Samoa Joe. We relate to Samoa Joe, according to B.
Oh. Fat Joe.
Fat Joe.
And you relate to Finn Balor.
Finn Balor.
Yeah. All right, let's get out of here. Are we done?
Dick
is anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Dick Burney.
I have to talk about this crowd, though, too.
That's WrestleMania crowd.
Like...
Okay, you do that.
You're trying too hard.
Well, yeah.
Like, you talk about I predict they won't grow next year, blah, blah. My prediction next year is that the WrestleMania crowd next year is the worst post-WrestleMania crowd, since this became a thing.
Yeah, what year did this become a thing? Was that the year where they were singing the Rhea song and Daniel Bryan and Lesnar returned? Is that kind of the year that it really started becoming a thing?
Was it not when Lesnar came back?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Fandango.
Yeah, that same night.
That was
kind of where it became a thing.
That's when it became a thing. Yeah, WrestleMania 29, I guess. So it's been a thing for like four. I predict that next year, though, will be the worst one. Like, because this one, again, they're doing the wave, and then, like, whatever it is, 20 minutes into the show, they're chanting, "We are awesome."
Yeah.
It's like, no.
Now you've jumped the shark. Yeah. But you know what? I don't mind. That's the one night where I just say, fuck it. Do whatever you want. Hopefully you'll entertain me, because I can't count on them to do it.
Yeah.
This time that you didn't happen to entertain me, you weren't as funny as we were in the past, but it's okay.
I didn't know.
You're having fun. You know what you're going to say about us about Enzo and Cass, actually?
Hmm.
You notice how they come out. They're polarizing.
Yes.
And, you know, not everybody's going to like them.
Yeah.
Clearly, Vince McMahon doesn't get the act, doesn't know why you're cheering for them.
Yes.
So he assumes that there's, instead of going, well, fuck, who cares what I think? They're 99% over. I'll just shut my mouth.
Yeah.
He wants to speak to the 50% of the audience he feels the same way as him.
Yes.
That's 50-50. Because he's out of touch and he's a fucking moron.
Yes.
Shut your fucking mouth and watch them get over.
We don't know why they cheer Austin, but they do.
That's exactly it. Yeah. You exactly hit it.
Yeah.
That was my thought.
Yeah.
That was my exact thought.
Yes.
Was why are you saying this? Why did you say this with Austin? And why are you saying it even more so with these guys? Before they're even talking, you're saying they're not for everybody.
Yes.
You're an idiot.
You are an idiot.
Clearly they're not for you, Vince, but you know what? That's because...
You're 70.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, he's gonna come out there and talk smack and reference things and talk in a way that, you know, people under 70 talk.
They made the producer laugh.
Exactly.
She was watching. So exactly. When you cry, tears go back. How you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
So I said to her, she's watching this. She came back. She didn't watch the whole show. She came back to volleyball. So she came in at about, I don't know, if the show starts at 6, she came in about, say, 7:30 or so. Yeah. And she's like, so, I'm like, Shane's in charge. She's like, he lost.
Yeah.
Oh. Isn't that stupid? Kinda.
Kinda? Kinda?
Again, but who gives a fuck? Exactly. And you know what the other thing is? It's not like Shane was in charge of the show.
Yeah.
But, like, he appeared once.
Not like his fingerprints felt like they were all fucking over it.
He showed up
once. In fact, well, here's the thing is...
In the back.
Yeah. Shane's in charge, so it's going to be totally different. Look at this. He's debuting all these guys. I'm like, last year where he wasn't in charge and they debuted all these guys.
Yes.
What makes his post WrestleMania Raw distinctive from the previous three post-Mania Raws?
Yeah.
Nothing.
No, exactly. It is just But then we can compare that to last year, too. It's like year over year. Last year, we got Neville and the Lucha Dragons.
Exactly.
And this year, we got Apollo Crews and...
Enzo and Cass. Baron Corbin.
And Cass.
Well,
I'd say Enzo and Cass and Apollo Crews. And Baron Corbin, we could say, technically debuted at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, but you got three. And then last year, you had two. And then you got the Bond villains as well.
Yeah.
And the Lucha Dragons were a surprise to me.
Yes, yes.
Neville wasn't.
No.
But, and Neville got the Apollo Crews kind of thing because they even did the commercial thing saying up next.
That's right. Everything was, so in other words, yeah, what's this thing doing?
Yes, exactly.
It's and a brand new
said,
show. With this,
they showed Shane backstage man. Talking to Apollo Crews.
No yeah. longer selling his limp, by the way.
That's it, though.
Yeah.
That was it. So it was like, what
fuck.
The? So.
When Maven ran Raw, his fingerprints were over more than.
Yes. Next week, when Dr. Phil runs Raw.
I think he's just there. I don't think he's in charge.
I know.
Yeah.
But, no, I do think that, so anyway, the producer comes in and she's like, so what, and then the Dudleys and Usos come in and she's like, this is a tables match. And I'm like, she's like, oh, and I'm like, this is super boring. I said, the only thing that's going to save this for me is when Enzo and Cass come in so they can start their thing with the Dudley boys.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then they went backstage to Sami Zayn. And I'm like, and apparently that's not even happening either.
Yeah. Because
at this point, it was, again, this is the third hour now, so we're up to 469 hours of professional wrestling I've seen the last 2 days.
Yeah.
And it was just like the last week, and it was just like, that's not even happening either. And then it did. I'm like, oh, okay, here they come. And she knew who they were, obviously, because she went to NXT with this last year.
That's right.
So,
spelled
it out for us.
Spelled it out for us. So. They didn't do any gymnastics, but they did spell it out.
They did spell
it. We told her ahead of time. We go, okay, these guys have a thing where they just say stuff to the crowd, and it's the same thing every single time, mm-hmm. and the crowd sings along because they love it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what they're going to say.
Yeah.
And then she listened to us.
She knew it. But the, I know, what was I watching where I saw, oh, then we were watching the main event, she's like, why do people, so I don't get it. She goes, why do people cheer? What makes AJ Styles better than Roman Reigns, she says.
Oh, fuck. I could go off for
she
an
likes,
hour on
because she likes Roman.
Yeah, because she feels bad for
him.
She feels
bad for Roman. Because he has nice hair and people boo him.
Yeah, he's
trying to
looking guy. He's just trying to
be.
Nice.
It's not even that. It's just, he's just, he hasn't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
And people boo him because so she feels bad. So I said, I'll just put it to you this way. AJ Styles has been in one of the 10 best matches that I've seen.
Yes.
Roman Reigns has not.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. He's a better wrestler.
Yes. He's like 10.
Wrestler.
She's like, well, no, but then she thinks his Roman Reigns' moves are cool.
Really? But he has
like
one.
Superman punch and the spear. She's like, he's got cool moves.
Really?
Like, he's got two.
He's got two
maybe
moves.
Three.
Yeah,
he's got
exactly.
the kick.
Yeah, yeah, the Yakuza
outside
kick.
Outside
the
regular.
The drive-by.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, he's got that. I said, but no.
Yeah. So. It's stupid.
Yes. Very, very stupid.
Yeah. So clearly she doesn't get wrestling. You're going to have to keep working on her. She clearly hasn't picked up everything you've been teaching her yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she'd probably teach him, too. You clearly haven't picked up.
Yes,
you need to
teach Vince.
We can just get Vince in here, put him under the learning tree, tell him a little bit about how wrestling works.
You know what? All Vince really needs is his We Talk Wrestling moment.
That's right. Raw debuts and We Talk Wrestling moments at this week's show.
Yes. Oh, good lord.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's it. Is that not it?
That's all I got.
We got some great action coming up for us Monday on Raw, right?
Oh, Invasion Attack tonight.
Who's that now?
New Japan.
What's happening on the New Japan?
He's going to have the Kevin Kelly and the what do you call him?
Nails?
Yeah, Kevin Kelly and Nails are going to call this match. Steve Corino.
Oh.
No, Matt Stryker. Cause he's
is that Rey Mysterio?
No, that's Bushi? Oh. I think that's Bushi.
Okay. He looks like Rey Mysterio there.
Oh, because he has a mask?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he has like a mask that looks like Rey Mysterio's mask. Though, look at it. It comes down like this. It's in that style.
It's in that style that Rey Mysterio invented.
He did.
Yeah.
He, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to go through this here?
Kushida versus Will Ospreay for the IWGP title. Oh. That will be great.
Great!
Because Kushida will get some psychology out of Ospreay.
Oh, and it's got the... who are these people? Well, that's Ricochet.
Ricochet, he's the best. And come into the WWE, I do believe.
I believe so,
it
yeah.
looks like this. Looks like the best guy on the planet is actually going to enter the WWE.
Even...
He will replace... When Balor will slot out, he'll slot right into that role.
Yeah. He, Prince Puma?
Yeah.
Yeah. In Lucha.
Yeah.
Underground, he's leaving.
Yeah. So, Ishii... and Goto versus Evil and Bushi. That will be fucking great.
There's somebody named Evil?
Yeah, he was in Watanabe.
Oh, Watanabe.
Is now Evil.
Okay.
Hey, it's Japanese.
I like Watanabe.
Sidel and Ricochet versus
he
Romero.
He could be a dick. Huh? He could be a heel.
That's right.
He could be a dick. Watanabe.
Watanabe. Yeah. Young Bucks and Kenny Omega versus Tanahashi and Elgin and Yoshitatsu for the NEVER Trios title. That'll be fantastic.
Yes.
Because anytime the Elite is wrestling, Bucks and Omega, that's fantastic. So is Shibata and Tenzan will be difficult. Because Tenzan's 100.
Is the Bullet Club still a thing?
The Bullet Club is still a thing, yeah.
Okay.
But kind of the Elite has split off into their own little group within the Bullet Club.
So they're the NWOA team?
Kind of. Yeah, sort of.
The Wolf
but
Pack?
No, but what's his name?
Jeff Jarrett?
What's his name?
Isn't Jeff Jarrett the leader of the Bullet Club?
Tama Tonga and his brother, Tonga Roa.
Oh, yeah. Camacho.
They're still in there, too, and they're kind of... And Bad Luck Fale and... So they're, and these guys are kind of, they're kind of getting elevated too, getting their chance. They're going to have a great match.
How about Takahashi?
Yeah.
Yujiro Takahashi. Is he in the Bullet Club?
Yes, I think he's still in there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyways, Makabe and Hanma versus them. Mm-hmm. And then Okada versus the best heel in the business. Even though he's such a good heel, people like him. Get that. He turned for years. This is seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Naito.
Uh-huh.
He won the G1 tournament in, I think it was 2013.
Yes.
Okay? Their biggest star, Tanahashi, he's very similar to him. He has a similar look, he has a similar size, similar hair, similar tie, similar moveset. And they saw him as the next guy.
Okay.
So they give him this, thinking that he's planning to push him to the main event.
Yes.
He's going to take on a kata for the main event. And Nakamura faces Tanahashi for the IC belt.
Yes.
But the fans vote that that's the one they want to go on last.
Right.
So Naito is seen as a failure. He wins the G1, doesn't get over to a huge degree. He's a mid-carder. Not booed, but not over past, like, he's like Dolph Ziggler level.
Okay.
Okay? They keep trying to push him, never takes off.
So not like
goes to Mexican. Goes to Mexico.
He goes to Mexico.
Gets part of their heel group over there, comes over here, and it's a totally different attitude. He's a heel.
Mm-hmm.
He's a major dick. He beats up announcers. He comes to the ring in this suit, and he literally takes like 7-8 minutes to take the suit off before the match. And
not
it
like
should,
Cesaro.
It should, no. And it should be annoying, but it's so great because it's such great heel heat and such a dick move. But he's so great at it now that he's the heel and he's in the main event. Now fans love him.
Mm.
Now, this guy who they tried to get over as a baby face for years and pushed and the crowd didn't take to it, they turned him heel.
Huh.
And in Japan,
yes,
he's now a huge
star.
Getting a huge baby. Yeah, he's finally a star.
Mm-hmm.
Best heel in the business, at least for mannerisms, but get a huge baby face reaction. So anyways, what I'm trying to say is, WWE, you're fucking idiots.
Right. But the thing with Naito, I wouldn't say that he's a star because, he does not speak the English language.
I'm not so sure if he does it.
I was watching that Okada guy walk to the ring on the Ring of Honor, and man, he was just heads above everybody else.
You see him, and you go, okay, he's big, he's got a great look, he's got a star presence.
Yes.
So, yeah. I just wonder if WWE, as they get more aggressive, how many of these guys can they steal? I think it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot.
Yeah. I mean, so Ricochet will come in.
Yeah,
and again, he's off of the Lucha Underground.
That's what it appears to be.
Also gone from Lucha Underground is MVP.
Yes,
Yes.
Who just showed up.
Who just showed up.
And then did some interviews on a podcast with some Lucha guys. And asked questions that he shouldn't have.
What did he say?
He was asking about, like, storylines and upcoming stuff that, like, totally breached all their contracts. And so, yeah, so then he got fired.
Remember when he got fired from TNA? Because early he was there for a little while doing well. And he tells them, bring him Hernandez. And they bring in Hernandez. And then they put Hernandez on two TV shows, and then Lucha Underground contacts him and goes, we got a contract with him that says he can't be on another show at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, oops. Oh, shit. And they get sued, and they turn around and go, MVP, this is your fault for us not checking to see if he has a valid contract.
Yes.
You're fired.
You're fired.
And Hernandez didn't last long in Lucha Underground either.
No. And but, I mean, to be fair, I mean, to come to MVP's rescue, you know, when he was our age, there were no such thing as a contract.
He's exactly my age. We were born the same day, the same year. I'm not kidding. We have the same birthday day. You fucking idiot.
He's still laughing.
All right, let's get the hell out of here. We're OUT on this motherfucker.
Yeah, let's get OUT on this.
Motherfucker.
This motherfucker.
Yes.
Yes.
This is a long fucking show.
This is. This is
when are we going to be back? We might not be back for a month. Maybe right before.
What's a month?
Yeah, nothing's going to happen, so we'll be back. We'll be back
at the Extreme Rules.
We'll be back to review Extreme Rules. Maybe we'll give you a preview. Probably not, though, because Extreme Rules will be the first night that company's in existence.
Right.
That'll be their debut.
Well, we'll see. If anybody dies or something.
We can always hope. Jesus.
No, he's already dead.
He's already dead. And back. Dead again.
Of course. He's dead again.
Alright.
Alright, so WeTalkWrestling.com is a fantastic website. Within the next month, you can read all about our trip to the Royal Rumble, other things that happened in 2012. We like to keep the content fresh. Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling, where links to this very show you're listening to are on there. We like to keep the content fresh.
Fresh.
Twitter. At We Talk Wrestling on Twitter. Well, that one we use.
That one you use to complain about Raw while it's going on live.
Yes. Yes. Or, who was the other one that, there's a great, my latest retweet is fantastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's Stardust.
Oh.
And,
so they're the hand jobs and so something?
If Kalisto is wearing his mask, why isn't Cody Rhodes in his startup getup? Or is Kalisto wearing his mask at the Hall of Fame? Why isn't Cody Rhodes in his full Stardust getup? And Cody Rhodes says, because he's there as Cody Rhodes representing his family who've earned their seats sitting with his wife and mother. You know who he's responding to? Wade Keller.
Oh, fuck. That's awesome. I hate
guy. So I had to retweet that one. And then I retweeted Finn Balor holding up the Where's Doc and Carl sign at the NXT show.
That's awesome.
Is when he teamed with Nakamura last night. Yes. Nakamura. So, yeah, so we do that one. So, at We Talk Wrestling on Twitter, we have about 12,000 followers, and we love each and every one of you, except for the dumb ones. Except for the dumb ones.
Talking about you, twin lady. He has the right to tweet me, Hack. It's a response.
Yes.
And I'm sure he will.
Oh, I'm sure he will. Alright, so that's going to do it for yet another month. No, another week. I don't know when we come back. Whenever something happens in wrestling that we want to talk about comes back.
It's free. What the fuck do you expect?
Yeah, that's right. We owe you nothing. My PayPal, if you go to the We Talk Wrestling website, you can pay for stuff. Then we'll be back. But, in the meantime, and in between time, that's it.
Oh, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, in the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk
lately,
Wrestling.
Lately, I think you've been saying in the between time and in between motherfucking bean time.
Who's bean?
I don't know. Isn't that what you've been saying?
In the meantime and motherfucking in between time?
Yeah, that's something like that.
That's it.
Or bean?
Another edition of We Talk Motherfucking Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Off air?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, do you have any Mr. Bean? I'd love to watch some.
You know what? Mr. Bean, he's still looking for his We Talk Wrestling moment.